father's one of a kind. Singular in his reflection and distinctive in form, fathers are one of a kind. Although human fathers are plenteous in number, the position of father is unique because the role of father reaches into the eternal and everlasting realm. It is a projection on earth of God who is in heaven. One of God's many names that he has revealed to us is Father, and then Everlasting Father. Consider this. The role and office of Father did not begin with the creation of the first man, Adam, nor did it begin with the birth of the first children, Cain and Abel. The honorable position of father was established ages before man was created or before time itself existed. That is how it was, before time and in the beginning, behind and before everything is God the Father. Let us ponder for a moment the creation of man. God stooped and formed man of the dust of the ground, and then God stoops yet lower, as it were, and breathes into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. With the opening of Adam's eyes, the first that he sees is God. God first presents himself to man. Then he gives to that man, made in his image and after his likeness, provision, dominion, responsibility, wife, children. Father and fatherhood are an office, a duty, and a privilege. It has spiritual obligations and responsibilities as a prophet, a priest, and a king. The earthly father was made by God to provide structure and dignity, and as a vehicle to bring about opportunities for growth and glory. So we honor and esteem highly fathers. This is both our Christian and civic duty. We commemorate you even more so because your position as father, reflecting the glory of God the Father, is like no other position known. To be a father is one of the highest positions, if not the highest position, that can be granted to a man. First and foremost, and common to us all, is one biological father. But allow me to also recognize others that come under the category of father. There are grandfathers and great-grandfathers, single fathers, stepfathers, fathers through adoption, foster fathers, spiritual fathers, and also fathers-in-law. We recognize that earthly fathers are not all-knowing or all-powerful. We know that you are not perfect and, like the rest of us, have made your share of mistakes. But we also know that you have, as we have, matured through the years. We appreciate your sacrifices and hard work to provide for your children. We thank you for going through your days of struggle and disappointment. We also know that you have possessed immeasurable seasons of contentment. Thank you for being there to nourish, protect, and uphold, for providing food, clothing, and shelter, encouragement, discipline, and instruction. Fathers, you are one of a kind. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became father. This is Velma Sanders with God's Word Alive.